We are back on Crosstalk today. I'm Ingrid Schleter. We're talking with Jackie Elmore, apostasyalert.org, talking about the Word of Faith Wolf. His name is Todd Bentley. I want you to listen to him for just a moment. I'd like you to listen. Many of you will remember this. Some of you may never have heard it.
I said, God, I've prayed for like 100 crippled people. Not one. He said, that's because I want you to grab that lady's crippled legs and bang them up and down on the platform like a baseball bat. I walked up and I grabbed her legs and I started going, be healed! Be healed! I started banging them up and down on the platform. She got healed. And there's this older lady worshiping right in front of the platform. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. The gift of faith came on me. He said, kick her in the face with your biker boot.
Okay, that's enough of filthy dreamers airing over our radio network, but we wanted to let you hear that because that is the ministry of Todd Bentley, and now he's back in business. Jackie, how in the world could anybody listen to that and not run out of that place if you were wrongheaded enough to show up in the first place?
Because people, those who follow him, have been set up for years. There has been a whole lot of preparation for them to get to this point in order to receive that. And of course, this new breed that they're looking for is the younger generation, and so they gear everything toward the 20-somethings, maybe even 30-somethings. Maybe you're not too old for it. And yet this has been going on for years, this expectation of this generation that would be the ones that would be the new breed of man, the ones that would absolutely end up defying death and would never die. They would be like God men, okay? So there was this change in terms of revival. Revival back, let's say, in the Jesus People movement, revival was, you know, a rediscovery of God's Word, of the love for God's Word, and people being saved because they were anticipating the Lord's return. They loved to get grounded in the Word and into the Word and get excited about the Word of God. Well, somewhere along the line, the change, that it was no longer a hunger for the Word of God. It became a hunger for the glory, mm-hmm. a hunger for God's presence. And so now you have John Arnott at the Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship, if you can call it that. He's changing his title for that. I'll have to look that up. But with the term fire, everybody wants this glory that comes through this fire, and I call it strange fire. But these so-called revivals no longer make the Word of God front and center. Not that their groups ever did that. But it becomes being hungry for his presence and to create an atmosphere through so-called prophetic musicians, of which he's got one at this conference coming up in Reno, is by the name of Keith Luker. And, you know, as the name implies, he's after filthy lucre. But anyway, he's a prophetic psalmist, so-called. They are chasing God, it says in his promo about him. And he's another term they like to throw around is fresh wind.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
it's wind,
because
yeah.
they're being tossed by every wind of doctrine.
Yeah.
And so they use the word wind. They are using the term fire because they are, you know, they are offering strange fire to the Lord. And somebody who I think really set the stage for this is an author by the name of Tommy Penny. He wrote The God Chasers.
Mm-hmm.
And that book came out about the time that that the so-called revival in Pensacola was in full swing. He supposedly, Tommy Penny, preached at some place in Houston. He was a guest preacher, and the plastic pulpit that he stood in front of, something struck it, and it split in half, and it was torn in two. And everybody interpreted that as some great sign that God approved him. When he gives the he describes it in his book, The God Chasers, as something that was pretty terrifying and knocked him back and had some spark of electricity and all of these things that they just thought was glory. When if it was from God at all, it should have been a clue that he wasn't exactly approving of what was being said from that pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, The God Chasers is a book that really changed the charismatic movement's focus on the Word to the focus on chasing God's presence. If they want a now word, these false prophets say, and Tommy Tenney says, that the Bible is dusty old love letters, and we don't want to recall what happened 2,000 years ago. That's yesterday's bread.
Mm.
He says he wants today's stuff. This idea of hungry, he says he wants the bread that's fresh and that they're hungry to hear the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want the yesterday's. They called it moldy, stale bread.
And the Word of God calling it that.
Yes.
Isn't that something? Big red flag, big red flare, people run. If you hear someone refer to the Word of God in that kind of manner, that is a false prophet. And boy, are they plentiful today. Todd Bentley is one of a host of these kind of filthy dreamers that wander around saying God said so, when, as Jeremiah 23 says, God did not say so, saying, I have dreamed. Yeah, they sure have. And these demonic manifestations that took place down in Lakeland, I'll give you a point. I sat right here in the studio with a Christian man I've known for many, many years, and he got sucked into this. He went down, he was going through a rough patch in his life and was looking, really for healing and different things in his life. Went down to see this Lakeland outpouring, got sucked in. Somehow he ended up being a drummer at this one of these events. Somehow he ended up sitting in the drummer seat one of these nights that was aired on God TV. Started to play the drums, and he says it was uncanny. It was incredible. I knew the song, and I'd never heard it before. It's like something overcame me, and I was able to do this stuff. Yeah, we're dealing with dark forces here. These are dark spirits. These are the spirits that counterfeit and mimic God's power, but they're from below. You want to toy with demonic forces, people. This is no small thing, because people are saying, well, everything's so dead now, and there's so much iniquity, so much sin in society, and the church is such a mess. Maybe there's something to this. Yeah, there's something to it, all right. It's called deception. And that's why we do programs like this one, which we're going to put on YouTube and under Todd Bentley Restoration tags. And hopefully we will see one of his videos, in fact, put up by Todd Friel or Lane Chaplin, has 200,000 hits. So we need to get the word out by all means possible that Todd Bentley is a spiritual fraud. And you need to watch out. Jackie, we have such a limited time. I do want to get to calls, but I wanted to ask you a couple more things. My husband and I went down to Illinois a couple of years ago, and I did a whole program on John Avanzini. He's another one of the money people. They all say the same thing. They're reading from the same script. But I wanted to just play something from him just to show you how voracious these wolves are, preying on these people who are looking for help, however misguided, rather than get handed the Word of God and prayer the way Jesus taught us to pray. They're going after all of this weirdness. And I remember sitting in this audience, and it was everything I could do to not stand up and scream, you lie. I mean, getting arrested for disorderly conduct would not have been God-honoring, but at the same time, I could not believe what this guy was saying. He set up this doctrine of reverse entrapment. He said that the credit cards, if you wanted to get back at those creditors with those big interest rates that are trying to gouge you, the way to do it is to take your credit card and implant a seed faith gift, and that way God will go back to those creditors and punish them somehow. And if you make a seed faith gift on a credit card, this is like a credit card invitational here, and he said basically God will then restore everything that you put on, this credit card. It's all going to get paid off. So he asked this. This is what he said. Listen to this. It's unbelievable.
You own a house that has a mortgage on it. This night, I want you to make a payment, one payment on that house as your gift into the ministry tonight. I want you to ignite your stone. I want you to ignite it with that one payment. But I want you to use that reverse entrapment to do it.
He says he came up with that doctrine just in the last few days. He just out of thin air. He calls it the doctrine of reverse entrapment. Ignite the stone. He's talking about the lucky rubbing stones they handed out in buckets at this church in Illinois. And they passed them down the way, and I picked one up. And it's this shiny little quartz-like stone. They've been polished. And you're supposed to put them in your pocket. And when you're low on cash, you're at the gas pump and, you know, gas is expensive. You just rub that stone. He said, rub that stone. And you're going to, but to ignite the stone, you've got to get out the MasterCard. You've got to get out the Visa, the American Express, because that's the way you ignite that lucky rubbing. You have a hard time keeping a straight face, believing, I mean, thinking that people are believing this man. That's a crook kind of a shtick, and people are believing this and following. And these people came down with their credit cards to the stage at the foot of this character, and were making out forms with their credit card numbers, handing it to John Avanzini to pay for that diamond ring as big as a strawberry on his pinky that glittered in the spotlight, the gel lights of this church. I hesitate to call it a church, but we saw it firsthand, and I'll never forget it. It was absolutely horrendous. Some people had come actually with Bibles into there, and I was looking around at these young people. Some of them very scruffily dressed, obviously not well-to-do people, younger people, some of them. And with their Bibles, they never had to open their Bibles. I mean, there was no need to, because it was John Avanzini's false teaching. But Jackie, he's one of many, isn't he?
Well, he goes way back. He used to be the main fundraiser for Trinity Broadcasting Network on TBN's Praise-a-thons. As a matter of fact, the video that I produced 11 years ago called The Great Apostasy, The Lost Sign, I show a lot of clips from him. He really made the hundredfold scheme a big thing on one of the Praise-a-thons, and he really, he even will go on, what used to go on the Praise-a-thons with the dollar signs on, imprinted on his tie. And so now Paul Crouch, I will say, he did rid himself of John Avanzini. Of course, the people that he placed him with weren't much better. But, you know, one time John Avanzini was used one of the worst things my husband and I ever witnessed, and we didn't, or maybe if I did tape it, it's in my stack of tapes, I can't even find it. He said that you needed to sow a seed on into TBN in order to do a miracle, and that he gave his testimony of him and his wife had a daughter who had some sort of malady that made it so her hair couldn't grow, and so she was pretty much bald. And how are you going to find a husband so that he could get him out of the house? How are you going to find a husband? It's going to take a real miracle to find a husband for this bald lady, is what he was saying. And then he said that they sewed, oh gosh, it was something like $10,000 or some huge amount, just for a husband for their daughter. And she met this man who had polio or something. He was a cripple. And then he made this big proclamation, cue ball married gimp. And this is referring to his daughter.
He spoke about his family as well, very disparagingly the night that we were there. It was incredible to see. I tell you, I have a hard time understanding how so many people could be so seduced by something that is so frontally absurd on its face. It's evil, number one, but it's also just plain silly. I mean, it was like some kind of warped, it was surreal. The whole thing was just surreal when they'd come out there, and the pastor that night would sit there in the front row and he'd stop. Am I out of line, pastor? And pastor, oh yeah. Well, we're going to continue our discussion with Jackie Elnor in just a moment. Word of Faith Wolves, watch out.
Warren Smith is a former New Ager who has given his life to Christ. Since his conversion, he has been greatly alarmed by Christian leaders who are either wittingly or unwittingly leading the church into a spiritual trap. His research has led him to study the New Age implications of the emerging purpose-driven movement and brings forth startling information in his book, A Wonderful Deception. In this book, he examines the church metaphors, concepts, and beliefs that mirror those in New Age teachings, causing the church to fall for a new spirituality and a false New Age Christ. He examines the strong delusion now underway and how a Broadway Christianity is deceiving many in the church. He warns of the best-selling novel, The Shack, and provides 10 scriptural reasons not to be connected with the purpose-driven movement. To receive a copy of the book, A Wonderful Deception, send a donation of $18 or more to VCY America, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. To donate by phone, call 1-800-729-9829.